It all began as news first broke of the Pope's deteriorating illness with a few words of comfort and encouragement, written hastily with pen and paper and attached to the pedestal of the giant pillar by some unknown pilgrim. Soon candles, flowers, rosary beads, votive images of the Virgin Mary, all symbols of his pastoral mission, began to appear. The grey granite pillar is now covered with fluttering messages written on postcard pictures of a young Karol Wojtyła, on pages torn from copybooks, in the handwriting of children, in colour or in black and white, in all languages.
Per il nostro grande Papa.
For our great Pope, you called to us, and now we are here. We will never forget you. You remain in our hearts.
Du monde pauvre. Comme de ton vivant, tu étais notre défenseur.
We are here to thank you, from Africa and the rest of the poor in the world, because you never abandoned us.
Pour nous. Bravo, bravo, Jean-Paul II. Adieu, notre pape.
Father, you have left us, but God only gave you on loan to us. Your burden was heavy, so our blessed Lord has called you home to the room he has prepared for you.
Pope John Paul II, we love you. May your gentle soul rest in perfect peace. Amen. The Emethels family.
And messages continue to arrive, becoming layer upon layer of testimony to the love that one man generated. But be it scribbled on a train ticket or emblazoned on a giant banner, all these messages begin in exactly the same way, by simply saying thank you. I'm Emma McCarthy.